Hello, everyone. Welcome to my first episode of the Cozy Corner. I'm Lorene D'Souza. I am the host of this podcast, and this whole podcast is basically going to take you through all of the obstacles that come along with school and just make sure you can overcome them, but also keep in mind that nothing comes above your mental health. Your mental health is so important. It's important to make sure you get the help you need. It's important to make sure that you are okay. Even when school gets hard, even when school gets stressful and you're worried about your future and you're worried if you're not going to succeed, don't stress it too much, because yes, school is important, but your mental health comes first, because everyone deserves to be here and everyone eventually will succeed. So don't worry about that. It's okay if you need a little pause. It's okay if you can't do it right away. Everyone's going to be just fine at the end of the day if you just keep your head up and, you know, make sure that your mental health is okay, because that's the most important thing ever. School, especially college and university, can be so hard, so stressful. I, for one, know that. That is the whole reason of this podcast, is because I understand, okay? All of the endless nights, all of the times I've cried myself to bed because of how difficult school was for me. And listen, I know we all hope to have a great future. That's why we're in college. That's why we study. That's why we are doing these 4 years of school and hard work. We want to be able to succeed, and I understand that. But as college students, you cannot forget that we are still human beings. We're not little robots that can just do schoolwork and, you know, pretend like you're not stressed. Listen, we're all in this together. And yes, school is important, and it's important to get good grades. It's important to worry about your future. But how are you going to have a future if you're not here with us? Okay? Your mental health comes first, and that is the most important thing, and I'm really going to be stressing that in this podcast, you know, along with motivational quotes and speeches I'll be giving to you guys, because it is important to just stay on track and overcome the obstacles that come with school and college and university and just the change of lifestyle that comes with all of this stuff. So, to start off my first episode, I have a very special guest. Her name is Rebecca. She graduated from Worcester State, so she's a local. she's not new here. She knows all of us, and, you know, she's basically our little alumni friend. But yeah, she is going to be sharing with us a story of her own, and I really hope you guys use the story as motivation, and I really hope you guys use the story as, I don't want to say lesson, but as a lesson that no matter what, you come first. You're important. We all need you here. You're worth it. All right. So, hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy that you came on the pod.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Please share with us your story about how and when you noticed that, wow, mental health really is more important than school.
So, as Lorene mentioned, I went to Worcester State for undergrad, and I was a criminal justice major, and I've always had this dream about going to law school ever since I was little, and I got so caught up on trying to, you know, maintain such a high GPA, do so many extracurricular activities, internships, as well as managing a full-time job and having to help my mom financially, because she has always been a single mother, so she really struggled. And I, you know, had to help her pay for our bills while I was juggling school full-time and work full-time, and it was a lot. But, you know, I always thought I could handle it, and I always just put so much on my plate, and I was always trying so hard to be this perfect student that was going to make it to law school as soon as I graduated. So I, you know, struggled for about 3 years and still managed to, you know, go to school full-time, work full-time, all these extracurricular activities. And junior year, I really started to struggle because I just couldn't keep up anymore with, you know, the life that I was living and everything I had to put up with. It was just way too much. And I wasn't finding any time to actually, you know, enjoy life. I was just focusing on school and work. And there's so much more to life than just school and work. But I was always trying so hard to prioritize helping my mom financially, going to school full time, and being this perfect student so I could make it to law school as soon as I graduated undergrad, that I just forgot that, you know, I had to hang out with friends and kind of just, you know, enjoy life as well and be happy. And I thought that my happiness was school and work. But in reality, that was never my happiness. Those were just necessities and things that I just always thought I needed to be perfect at. So junior year, I felt really badly. I started to notice that I was really depressed. And there were days where I couldn't even get out of bed anymore. I was just really struggling. I started missing classes. And this was coming from a perfect student who, you know, always stayed on top of everything. But I was really struggling. And that's when, you know, my mom came to me and said, "There's something wrong with you. You really need to get help." And that's when we both decided that I needed to check myself into a mental hospital. And let me tell you, it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. I had to abandon school for a while, abandon work, and basically abandon my mother too, because I was in a mental hospital. I couldn't work, I couldn't help my mom pay for bills, and I couldn't be the perfect student I was always used to being. So it was really, really tough on me. And, you know, I just want to say, I know I've been, you know, going on and on about everything, but I just want to say that the moral of the story is that there's nothing more important than your mental health.
That's right.
School will continue. Your life will not stop if you take a break from school and work. It is really important to have a life outside of school and work. Your life will continue, I promise. You can take a break. If you're mentally drained, you can take a semester off, a year off. College will always be there. You are not going to stop being this perfect student because you're taking a mental break. Mental breaks are very important. And if I had prioritized mental breaks, then maybe things wouldn't have gone as bad as they did.
Correct. And not to mention, Rebecca, not only did you, you know, get your mind straight and better yourself after the hospital, you went back to school when you were feeling better, and you graduated with your criminal justice degree and continued to go to where for law school?
I went to Suffolk Law School.
Suffolk Law School. Guys, okay, listen, what we all just need to remember is that you are all so important. You guys are all, the world will not go on without you here. If you need a break, take a break. If you need to just relax a little bit, relax a little bit. Give yourself a break. You are doing so much in school. There's so much going on, school and work. Just like Rebecca said herself, it gets to a point where it's too much and you don't want to get there. Your mental health comes first. Realize when you need help. Get the help. And before you want to get to that spot, give yourself a break. Mm-hmm. Be proud of yourself. You've come so far. School will still be there after your break. Don't rush yourself. Don't overdo things. It is okay. You will succeed one way or another. I want to thank you, Rebecca, once again for coming on this pod. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your very amazing story.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. And I really hope that my story can help someone one day. And, you know, for those of you that are listening and struggling with mental health, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to take a break and just really recognize when you are doing way too much and you just, you know, need some time.
Of course. Thank you guys all for listening. Thank you for coming to the Cozy Corner today, this week, for my first episode. Don't forget to tune in again next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Where we will have another very special guest with a very similar story. And, you know, this is just to remind you that you are not alone, no matter what. We will all get through this together, and we will all succeed in life. I can promise you guys that. Alrighty, have a great rest of your week, and please take care of yourself.